and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Monday, February 8th, 2021.
Sorry we took some time off, but we just couldn't resist coming back today. Oh my God, Elon Musk. We'll talk about that later. Bitcoin is up $8,000 to $46,469.42. Huh, that's pretty funny. Ethereum is up $150 to $1,734.12. Bitcoin Cash is up $47 to $485. Even Ripple got on the action after a sort of a crazy few weeks of ups and down. It stabilized around 45 cents. Bitcoin's Satoshi Vision is at about $200. Grin even picked up a few points up to 40 cents. Gosh. And one of the big winners has been, you know, under the constant, basically there's been, you know, incredibly high gas fees, which we'll also talk about. So you've been seeing a lot of winners in the Ethereum alternative. So Polkadot was up, Cardano was up 3 cents today to 67.8787 cents, which is up about 15, 16 cents from last week. So everyone is just on a tear. Even EOS is up. I mean, that's crazy because of all the crap that's going on there. So good day to be in the crypto markets. We're all happy.
Everybody's happy.
Everyone's happy.
All right. Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does tax tracking for crypto and DeFi, gain loss reporting, crypto invoicing, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. So up first, Pat mentioned it already. So Tesla buys $1.5 billion in Bitcoin and plans to accept it as a payment option.
Yeah. I didn't even mention Doge because I don't keep it on my tracker, but Doge is up. it's hovering around 7 cents after being at 0.001 for literally all of eternity. Please don't buy Doge. It's not a good coin. They mint 10 million a day. It's not a real token. It is a pump and dump scheme. Please don't buy it. But after pumping and dumping Doge for the last week, Elon decided to move over. It's funny. One of the betting markets that I like to keep my eye on is Polymarket. And they actually had a bet open for whether or not Tesla was going to buy some Bitcoin. So this was not unexpected. Everyone knows Elon likes cryptocurrencies. Everyone knows that he's in this. After MicroStrategy, it was just a matter of time. But essentially they announced it this morning and immediately Bitcoin went from about 38,000 to its all-time high. I think it peaked around 47,000 today. So that's the market mover, the amount of movement that Elon can bring to this. This is really, really, really good for the industry. This is it's further validation, I guess. It's saying like, hey, you know, Tesla is one of the most, you know, forward-looking companies, and they're getting into crypto. They see problems with the U.S. currency and other fiat reserve currencies. They're willing to start taking crypto. Bitcoin is payment. You know, they are there. So, and hey, that's great because they just made a bunch of Bitcoin people a lot of money. So maybe more Bitcoin people will go and buy the new Teslas. So huge news today. You know, I think it's a monumental shift. It's going to be interesting to see. There are a lot of issues. You know, we, as part of like, you know, Bitwave, there's a lot of issues that go into how you manage cryptocurrency at scale and all that kind of stuff. So it'd be really interesting to see. $1.5 billion of crypto is real money. Like it is real money. If you're managing it with a custodian, they're taking 10 bips. So they're taking 1% a year, essentially, which is a lot of money. 1% a year of $1.5 billion is a lot of money. So, you know, it'd be really interesting to see where they come out, how they start to do their auditing, where they're custodying their coins. Hopefully they'll provide some details so that other businesses can kind of use that as a blueprint for the future for their businesses.
Yeah, definitely. So in related news, most of the crypto exchanges were overloaded today as Tesla pushes in, you know, into the Bitcoin world. Gemini, Coinbase, Kraken, Binance all had load issues today.
Would be a proper bull run without major outages from all the exchanges. And today it happened to be all of them at the exact same time. I also looked today because I just wanted to do something like really simple Ethereum transaction. Like I just wanted like one of the pools that I have some money in, I had to withdraw and move it over to a different liquidity pool. And I go to start to do this and gas is at 350 Gwei, which is, I mean, normal, like the baseline before all this happened. So a year ago, the baseline was 20. So we're at a 10x of gas price, and that's 10x of it's directly related to 10x of transaction volume on the blockchain. So the exchanges were having trouble. The actual network was having trouble. Gas was so expensive. No one could get things through. A lot of, like, the tools were having trouble because, you know, Infura was overloaded. I mean, it was just a mess today in the best way possible, like growing pains kind of mess, but it was just an absolute mess today.
Yeah. All right. So up next, hardware wallet maker Ledger is adding DeFi support to their mobile app.
This is a big deal. Right now, it is almost nigh on impossible to interact with dApps from your... It is nearly impossible to interact with dApps from your smartphone. It's one step forward, or like two steps forward, one step back. You still have to have a desktop because essentially you're using a QR code to do it. It still isn't as nice as like MetaMask. Like MetaMask is still one of the nicest ways to interact with dApps and smart contracts on the blockchain. This is not quite there. It is Bluetooth. So they have, you know, use the Ledger X as a Bluetooth device and it connects to your phone. So then it'll kind of like bounce to the Ledger app, bounce to your, you grab a screenshot of a QR code when you want to do an interaction. It bounces out to the Ledger app, which bounces to your Ledger device. You hit okay. And it kind of like rounds it that way. It's not the most elegant thing in the entire world. You know, what we really want to start to see is we want to see a really good, like, I would imagine MetaMask, I don't know if it's totally possible on Apple, it's certainly possible on Android, but you'd expect to see MetaMask actually just release their own browser at some point, their own mobile browser at some point that really has these tight integrations. And that's the next step on all this stuff. But it's cool. It's very exciting because it's just not possible right now to do that very elegantly.
Next, CoinMetrics is now tracking the, quote, real supply of Bitcoin, suggesting that there's a better methodology and there's really only 14.5 million BTC out there.
So ignore the headline on this because it's kind of hyperbolic and dumb. But someone did go do the analysis of how many. So, basically, there's a lot of questions about how much Bitcoin is really out there. So Satoshi himself owns 1 million Bitcoin, which makes him today one of the, I think, 30th richest people in the entire world. I have to go do the math on that. Is that $30 billion? Jesus. There is a lot of speculation that either Satoshi is dead or Satoshi lost access to those wallets. You just don't see those funds move. So, you know, so you can basically chop that off. So we're at 18 million coins right now, chop off 1 million. They then did an analysis where looked at liquidity, and their proxy was when the coins were last moved. So they basically said, like, if the coins haven't been moved for 5 years, then they're lost. Or that was kind of their fluffy poke at this. I think that's really dumb. A lot of people have coins that have not been moved in 5 years. Like, that's a lot of people who were very early on this. And it's not just, and the issue is, it's not just a lot of people. It's like a lot of significant holders. Like, there are people with millions of tokens that have been sitting on them since 2010, 2013. And they're not going to get picked up by this. All that being said, it's a really interesting metric because this is the economy of Bitcoin. Like, the coins that are actively moving year in, year out is 14.5 million. That's great. I mean, that is a real currency. I mean, it's not the US dollar, but it's absolutely a real currency, especially at current value. So really interesting analysis, good way to look at it. Don't take that as actually the number of Bitcoins that currently exist.
Mm-hmm. All right. So next, whales profit as high Ethereum gas prices sideline retail DeFi investors.
Yeah, I already went into this, but I mean, this, you know, there's all these knock-on effects that happen when gas prices go up. A big part is that you can't sell coins because suddenly, like, I think I looked at one point today, and some trading contract interaction was at like $200. I mean, are you going to go and sell? Like, how are you going to go and use a DEX if it's at $200? You know, all of this to me is just screams like how important it is for us to get Ethereum 2.0 out. There is like literally no more important thing right now than getting the Ethereum 2.0 proof of stake out and the sharding completed, because it is just brutally It's just brutal right now. And to me, that's also like no one else has gone through this process of really being hammered like this. For me, this is all good stuff for Ethereum. You know, it's not good if we never get, you know, ETH 2.0, but essentially seeing this, like the demand here, that's why Ethereum has gone on a run. That's why it's gone on a tear, because like people look at this and it's so cool. It is so infinitely useful. This is going to be around forever. So very, very cool stuff. Good day all around today.
Yep, definitely. All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Remember to follow us on Twitter, where we tweet out links to all the articles that we discuss on the show every day. And we're at the DeFi Daily. All right. That'll do it.
Take it easy, everybody.